Theme music is by So Called. Syndication is by CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. Visit them online at cfuv.ca.
What's going on? What are you still going on? Tanya Dahaskigo, the Nanzewa Dahusadache, Ungahuan, the Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. I appreciate Nathan doing that introduction for us here at Aboriginal Voices. Ani Nichkimek, Doug Farquhar, Diznikos, Minwa Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Esnabi Nawewin. Sean, we're all set. We were having so much fun.
We're not. We're set now.
We're having fun.
Yeah. So I don't know whose show it is that decides that the microphone should be placed way over there.
Oh, okay.
But every, like for the last, what, couple of months now, I've been getting here.
And I didn't get the room ready.
Well, yeah,
for
we don't notice these things sometimes. And then I noticed it. You had turned the microphone on. Anyways, whoever it is, maybe just leave the microphone as it is.
Well, it could partly be my fault.
Why?
Well,
you didn't do it, did you?
No, but I don't know if you remember the training from 1994.
I do.
You remember what they said? Be there half an hour ahead of your show
and check all the
gear and the equipment and everything.
I was
with computers. I have more fun.
How about be considerate to your fellow broadcasters?
No complaints.
Nah, complain. I hear tell it. People like it when I complain.
Is that right?
Well, some. One or two.
That's all right. Yeah, I hear you had a great interview the other day.
Well, I did, mm-hmm. But it's being processed right now.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, but you had fun doing it. Tom Wilson, right?
I did. I did have a chance to speak with Tom Wilson. You may know him from Junk House. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.
That's where I know him from.
Just himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we had a chat. Mm-hmm. It was nice. I think it was nice.
And I was just, I'm curious to find out what he has to say about everything in the world these days, because you're so relaxed doing the interviews.
Was I?
Yeah. Well, you're dealing with someone who has had huge success in the music industry.
Yes, yes, he has.
Involved as an artist and an author. You got so much to share with everybody.
Yeah.
Next week, right?
That'll be, probably next week.
That's just a teaser for everybody to join in next week. Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. What else is happening this week?
This week?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff. Nothing I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
Nothing I can share, Doug.
Well, I have a few things written down that we talked about. And this is, the whole month of June is National Aboriginal. Well, it's called the National Indigenous History Month. I looked that up.
Did you?
Yeah. Just to make sure that we got it all right. And then I made a mistake already.
Already?
Yeah, well, okay. So National Indigenous History Month. And one of the challenges with history is, where do you start? Right? Because there's so many things coming at me that, and we only have 2 hours. But we had fun last week, and we pulled it off. So this week, we're going to start looking a bit more. And one of them is has to do with June 21st. And in the Kingston area, we have a number of items that we have to talk about coming up anyway. Yeah. Now, I'm hoping there's more information. I know there was one from Four Directions Indigenous Student Center here on Queen's campus talking about the Language Nest is organizing and running an event all day. And so I have to get some more information about it. But if, you know, if folks out there could let us know, give us a shout here. Aboriginal Voices at cfrc.ca, and we'd be happy to put it on the air and let people know. But we will have more, because I put out a request today for more information for next week.
If
they couldn't get it to me by showtime tonight, 6 o'clock, then we'll put it on next week, because we're here on the 17th of June, and the 21st is the Saturday following that.
Yep, it is.
Okay. So, anything happening in your area, Tynedega, Belleville, Napanee?
I just heard tell today that there's apparently going to be a parade. Mm-hmm. Possibly a parade. But that's actually for a different thing that happens on the 21st as well.
The summer solstice.
No. No, it's a anniversary of sorts, mm-hmm, for the TTO. The Jonghe Onglowona has been in operation for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so good for them. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
If you could, maybe send some cards. Our listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Send some cards, like an anniversary card.
Happy anniversary to...
Like a note, maybe. Okay.
A positive
I
note.
Would say that you could drop it in the mail and...
Yeah?
And, it might get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where we sit with the mail. As it
as long
is.
As you put a stamp on it, it'll get here eventually. they're operating right now,
fun,
so
right?
Not a problem. Yeah.
Just do like a call-in, not a call-in. What do you call them? A card.
Yeah.
A greeting.
A greeting card.
Yeah.
Or thinking of you card.
Maybe a postcard.
Okay. Hey, that would be good.
Yeah.
We'll know where you're from.
You know, happy anniversary.
Oh, wow.
To TTO.
What does TTO do?
What didn't I tell you? It's the language program.
Okay.
It's 25 years of offering language programming, Mohawk language. There is a school, and they are getting a new building.
Mm.
And yeah,
that's a lot of work.
It's a
school
lot of work.
Started.
It's so
not
much
the school,
work.
But the building itself. Yeah. So there's going to be a parade on 21st.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll learn
tomorrow. Yeah, I will learn tomorrow.
Right on the territory.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it'll be on territory. Like I say, I'll learn tomorrow as to what. What's being
We'll both
planned,
have information to share next week about the 21st. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be all kinds of stuff next week.
Okay. That's one thing, June 21st. Oh, the other one that I just remembered, in Newboro. Yeah, that's Newboro. And it's up the Rideau Lakes area. There's a fellow named Ted Stewart, And he is going to do a presentation for the Newborough Historic Society in the little village. And he's going to talk about indigenous people in that area. You're looking at all the lakes there and everything on your...
Yeah, far too many.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were home to people more than 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. So he's going to talk a bit about that history, the prehistory. In fact, I think he's even going to go back further. I've been trying to get some information from him for us here at Aboriginal Voices, because we had that fellow last October talking about it, Ralph Boston, talking about the people who lived around this area and Buck Lake. And so now this, what's the name of that lake that you're looking at there, Newborough Lake?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Newborough Lake.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other lake, just because there's a part of the Rideau Canal is right there at Newborough, and there's a one lock, and then you go up to the Big Rideau Lake.
Yeah, I feel like I've been there. Mm-hmm. For some reason.
There's a nice little restaurant. There's a
there's a
store you can go into and wander around for hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Canadian Tire?
No. Oh. I can't spend that much time at Canadian Tire.
You
can you?
Well, sometimes. Anyways. Yeah, good. So he's going to talk about stuff up there?
Yes, yeah.
Good
for
him.
Indigenous, I guess the folks who lived there and traveled around through those lakes. And
doesn't really look like a very big...
it's not a big... You could walk around the village of Newborough in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, doesn't look big at all.
No, it's a pretty little place.
Yeah, I guess.
So, but that'll be interesting. His talk is a free talk, I think, on the Saturday night.
Very nice.
7 o'clock.
You're going, Doug?
I'm hoping so.
All right.
But there's another event going on at 7 o'clock that night, too.
What night?
On December 21st. It's a Saturday night.
December?
No, June 21st. Sorry. The Russia, December 21st, Russian, there shouldn't be a lot happening that
rushing
night, too.
Rushing the season, yeah, Doug.
You know me. Yeah. You know why, too.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
I missed the snow. Mind you, did you see the special on one of the TV stations the other day? Sunday night on CBC. And they had at 8 o'clock in the evening... Antarctica. A CBC team went with a Canadian Armed Forces ship and 15 scientists to Antarctica for 36 days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, boy.
I tell you.
Yeah, I would have
Maybe
loved
Maybe you should have went on that.
No, they wouldn't have taken me. I don't think I was able to move around as much as I saw those people going in and out of the boats. Off the big ship and into a little Zodiacs, zipping around. But there's a fascinating place to explore. But I just thought it was interesting. You know, the places you can go and what you can see. Anyway, so that's our second one, June 21st. The third one that we are going to talk about tonight, and we're going to talk about Truth and Reconciliation, Calls to Action. And, you know, we've been doing this since it first came out, 2014, you know, when the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was going across Canada to, you know, learn about what the challenges were. And so we're gonna focus in on what we do here, broadcasting, and also education. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. I came across an interesting document today. I didn't print it out yet because it's 194 pages. So I just didn't print it.
Two-sided?
Could be.
May have to do both sides on that one.
Yeah. But I was reading through parts of it, and it was a PhD thesis that this fellow wrote for his PhD at Carleton University, and it was published in 1999. And, you know, that's not that far back. 26 years.
26 years?
Yeah, 26 years ago.
Oh, that's nothing.
And, well, the interesting part was that I came across several pages that that Dr. Leslie had written, that if you hadn't seen the title, the date that the thesis was written and published at Carleton University, you would think it was written just this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, issues are very, very similar. And I thought, okay, you know, when it comes to First Nations and, you know, the whole problem with, as we look at the news from across Canada, you know, the Bill 5 issue that came up just last week, and First Nations leaders are all saying, no, you can't do this, but even, you know, the Premier of Ontario is deciding to keep going with it.
Yeah, says, I'm going to do it anyways.
Right, though some of those issues are in the same issue, the same that Dr. Leslie was writing about back in 1999. Now, of course, at that time he had a premier that he was probably being influenced by, and that was Premier Mike Harris, who had done some statements and activities with his government that people were complaining about.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
the premier is his own person.
Okay.
I don't think he takes dictation from anyone.
Mm. Anyway, and now we also see what's happening in Saskatchewan with the wildfires in Saskatchewan driving many communities to flee, and the province of Saskatchewan premier called in for military help to get the people out. So they are getting people out safely, which is excellent. But the problem for some of the people from Saskatchewan is that they're not going to communities in Saskatchewan. They're being sent elsewhere. We talked a bit about it last week, but I just checked into more, and turns out some of them are being sent to Ontario, Mississauga, to Niagara.
Yeah, you were saying
Cornwall.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls or Niagara-on-the-Lake? Probably not Niagara-on-the-Lake.
I'm hoping they're being sent, with the families with kids are being sent to the Wolf Lodge so they've got some place to play.
Probably not.
No. Okay. Anyway, I was, so we're looking at some of that, and we also have some music for people to listen to here on Aboriginal Voices and Indigenous artists from across Canada. How's that sound to you?
Sounds good, Doug. Oh,
okay. Did you want to start talking about something or go to a piece of music?
No, we should go to music.
Oh, okay. I have Izque set up here ready for you. And it's When Will I See You Again? Okay. Remember this one?
Sort of.
Yeah. Well, she actually works with the fellow that you're going to have next week with us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, Tom Wilson, right?
Hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Izque. This is just Izque all by yourself and her band.
Okay.
Footsteps traced their path to be, so they walked alone. blind. No one knows what their eyes have seen, or if they were treated in kind. If they were treated in kind. Will I see you again?
I am CJ the DJ, the host of Grad Chat, your opportunity to find out about graduate research here at Queen's. I hope you can join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, put that in, Grad Chat, at 4 p.m. Tuesdays.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbor Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Stern, Friday 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network. The Kingston Curator, your backstage pass to Kingston's creative scene.
To you, $16 might be inconsequential. Hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
Thank you.
That's Izque, and nobody knows. Nobody knows how we're going to deal with this, but anyway. Izque is one of those musicians who comes up with some very interesting concept ideas. So if you ever get a chance to see her, go do that.
Oh, yeah? I go and see Izque?
Yes, yeah.
Izque or is it Izque?
Izque.
I would say Izque.
Yeah. And so anyway, you take a look. It's kind of like going to see Mimi Obonsawan. She's a great performer. She comes to Kingston often.
Quite a bit. They keep calling her back.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good for her.
Great for the fans here, too.
Oh, yeah, good for us, too.
I was...
So you said...
Yes.
You want to talk about this...
TRC,
the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there is 94 calls
mm-hmm.
for action to address the legacy of residential schools. That's the whole idea.
Right. That was actually...
This is back in what?
2015 it was published.
It was finally published in 2015?
Right, but it was
It should have been earlier than
that. It was 5 years in the making to get to that point.
I feel like it was 2005.
Mm.
Wasn't it?
No, there was call for it, but it really wasn't put into action for a while.
I thought it was put into action as a result of... Oh, maybe it's a different one.
With the apology.
No, well, I suppose the apology, but no, that whole OCA crisis.
Oh, okay.
Was that not part of this?
No. It could very well have been. I'm not sure.
It erupted out of that. What was that one?
We'll dig into that after.
Oh, that was the Royal Commission.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So entirely a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, this was that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's how I was thinking, Doug.
This is the one that Marie Sinclair and
when you said 2015, I thought, well, no, it's been around for longer than that.
No, well, I went to Ottawa when it was...
Of course you did, Doug.
Yeah, but I went to
Ottawa. You're that kind of guy.
I went with a group of students
from... You're always going to Ottawa.
No. Not like that. I went with a group of high school students from Kingston area.
All right.
And it was the day before the report was actually going to be given to the government. Marie Sinclair was there. Two of the other commissioners were there. Wab Gishik Rice was there. He was a videographer for CBC Ottawa.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah.
I got to interview him. Yeah, that was fun. I said, while you're standing holding your camera and everything, you stand behind the camera and I'd like to interview you. And he said, why is that?
I'm working.
No, he said he would be happy to do that. He just thought it was funny that
he's
standing he was standing behind his camera on a tripod in a hallway. Out in the foyer area of this big complex, and I'm standing in front of the camera, but it's not running. But I have my recorder in my hand, and then I talked with him. He thought that was great fun.
All right. Anyway, so this was that was which one was that? Was that this one or was that the other one?
No, the TRC.
All right. Yeah.
But the calls to action were for everybody to take a look and see in what specific area, there are five areas, right? What specific area would you like to take on one of these calls to action and go for it?
Anyway, so because we're in the like the broadcasting sphere, we looked up the broadcasting media and reconciliation subjects.
How many are in the broadcast?
Apparently there's 84.
No, that's call to action number 84.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, all the other ones before that you don't worry about.
It says calls upon the federal government to restore and increase funding. Of course, to CBC Radio Canada. To enable it to support reconciliation and properly reflect the diverse cultures, languages, and perspectives of Aboriginal peoples. So you say to yourself, well, what does that include? So it includes increasing Aboriginal programming, including Aboriginal language programming.
Mm-hmm.
So have you flipped on that CBC and heard any other language other than French or English?
APTN does.
But it's CBC.
Okay.
CBC got all the money, not APTN.
Oh, I'll bet you somewhere in there they did.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say that way up north, up there where all them Inuit are,
no, maybe.
Yeah, they are. They're all up there.
They got all the money.
They have an incredibly vast broadcasting outfit up there.
Oh, good.
That's all CBC.
And Northern Quebec.
Yeah, that's been up there for years. That's been up there before the TRC showed up.
Okay, so there's more money, but that's... Pick another one of the broadcasting ones.
All right, increasing equitable access for Aboriginal peoples to jobs, leadership positions, and professional development opportunities within organizations.
We've done that right here at CFRC.
Have we?
Yeah.
How?
You.
No.
Yeah, you're...
Well, wait a minute.
You're in a management position. You're a co-host.
I suppose.
And you also plan a lot of the shows that we do.
But I don't know if we...
You give direction to the other people on the team.
It's equitable access.
Well.
No.
You had the same access that I have.
Oh, no money involved in that one.
Hey, you were just saying access. You didn't want money, did you?
Money is nice.
No. We do this for
all
fun.
All right, go. Moving on, Doug.
No, because at CFRC, we do have positions.
We do.
There are
a few others. Mm-hmm. That do shows here.
Okay, so that
I think
so that yes.
If I'm reading the schedule properly,
the number of indigenous.
But you know, we've
shows.
Been around the longest.
We have.
That's our claim to fame.
Yeah.
Continuing to provide dedicated news coverage and online public information resources on issues of concern to Aboriginal peoples and all Canadians, including the history and legacy of residential schools and the reconciliation process. That one there, I think, is given old Douglas Ford up there a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly a problem. Anyways, what else? Call to action 85, Doug.
And what's that say?
Says the Aboriginal People's Television Network, as an independent nonprofit broadcaster, to support reconciliation. But APTN was here long before this TRC was, whatever it is they do.
But there are a number of radio stations across the country that have popped up because...
Yeah. That every once in a while you'll hear that we are broadcasting on the land of the Algonquin and Mohawk, yada, 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 thanks. That's about it. Every once in a while you hear that. You probably hear that on the 21st a lot.
You will.
But after that, nothing.
Well... I disagree with you on that because I've been looking into this whole...
Oh, Doug.
No, just a sec. I've been looking into this whole area of land.
You're just disagreeing to make good radio.
I hope it is good radio because just think of all of the school boards, at least in Ontario.
But they ain't radio.
No, but they are... doing land acknowledgements. And so the people in the schools are aware of the fact that there are reasons for land acknowledgement. And then as I started looking into it, the most important and the best one that I've been able to witness is the one from the hockey games in Winnipeg. Yeah, because they do a fabulous
job.
Wait
a minute, Doug.
What do you mean, wait a minute? Have you not seen the...
Do they have a team in
the Winnipeg?
Winnipeg
Jets. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding? Oh, man.
I only know about the Oilers.
Oh, they... yeah, I know what kind of hockey fan you are.
I think that...
Come in at the very end and say...
I think I heard that Toronto has a team as well. Or used to.
Have you not been there? Anyway, no, but I'm just thinking that whole land acknowledgement issue is part of the TRC, but it's in a different area. But I think that some I disagree with the way they say them, but I've been, Queen's University, for example,
every once
has
in a while,
one, and we can use that.
Yeah, once in a while you go to the movies.
Uh-huh.
They have it at the movies.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they have it at the movies. Sometimes if you go to a concert, I don't go to concerts often, but the one that I did go to, I don't even really remember what it was, but I remember they threw one of those things up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, you're welcome.
But it leads into people asking questions or trying to understand the history of the area.
Does it lead into that?
It does.
The only thing that I think question I think the people are asking is, why do we have to sit through this?
You know, at first I heard that many years ago. But now I find
But now I've quit talking about it?
No. We can.
Anyways, continuing now, to
before
develop.
Before you do that, we've had folks come to Queens and...
Oh, no.
And ask questions after a Mohawk opening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How come it's different than an Ojibwe or Cree opening? Okay? So what's that all about? And that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going
to
set up...
Do you want me to read any more of these?
The month of July, we're going to talk a bit about that, okay?
All right.
Yeah. What's so, that? What else do you have? Something good.
We'll go 86.
Okay.
Action 86. Calls upon Canadian journalism programs and media schools to require education for all students on the history of Aboriginal peoples, including the history and legacy of residential schools.
Mm-hmm.
The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples.
That's getting journalists and media schools to talk about this. Well,
is that an acronym?
Mm-hmm.
UNDRIP.
Yeah, it's the UN Declaration.
Yeah, UNDRIP.
Uh-huh.
UNDRIP for short.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Anyways, treaties of and Aboriginal rights, Indigenous law, Aboriginal Crown relations,
mm-hmm.
just to name a few, Doug.
If you're going to be a journalist, or if you're going to be in the media in any way, even the engineers need to know.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're going to set up a radio station in a First Nations community,
yeah.
you need to know.
just go about.
You know what I mean.
Just go about and do things.
Okay.
The TRC emphasized that education is vital reconciliation, acknowledging that education is what got us into this mess, and education is key to getting us out. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Did education get us into this mess or the lack thereof?
Yes, both.
Okay.
Yeah.
The calls to action in education aim to close educational gaps, ensure culturally appropriate education, and educate all Canadians about the history and legacy of residential schools.
Okay. Are there any more...
Well, that's for education. That's the TRC for education. The other one was for broadcasting and stuff like that. But this one is for education. There's call number 7, action 7. Do you want to hear that one?
Okay, and then I think we could go to
some
music.
Oh, you want to go now?
No, not yet. No, because part of the education ones
I'm just beginning to enjoy this.
Well, we'll come back to it. Don't
calls
worry.
Calls upon the federal government to develop with Aboriginal groups a joint strategy to eliminate educational employment gaps between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Canadians. I guess... Mr. Ford?
Mm.
Is that what he's working on? I don't think so.
Mm.
Calls upon the federal government to eliminate the discrepancy in federal education funding for First Nations
now,
children.
Now, there's a big
That's a
question.
Big one.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
Yeah.
That is incredibly huge.
Right.
That number going to be big.
Mm-hmm.
Ginormous, Douglas.
But you have to go back to... getting the people who are educated and understand what they're going to be doing to go into the schools that are going to be doing that work.
It's a good thing that numbers go to infinity because that's going to be a huge number. And it's been something that has been in steady decline.
What, the infinity number, or...?
No, a decline, like it's just been sitting there. Oh. It's been frozen at a certain amount for, since the 90s.
That's good.
That's all you got, is that's good?
Mm-hmm. Something's happening.
All right, that's it. We'll go to work.
Okay, but I do want to come back to the
couple
of the education ones after 7 o'clock tonight, and I have I've gone into the history vaults of CFRC Aboriginal Voices show,
the catacombs.
Yeah, and I know a number of years ago there was an interview that we did, and it's the very first. A field reporter, very young person at that time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I called and talked to her, and I got permission today to rebroadcast that.
Which one?
Interview. Mackenzie Lockett Heemstra went to a powwow as part of a school group going to learn about powwows.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that afterwards, but the education part. And the opportunity that she had then. And so I do want to share that.
Alrighty.
All right. But before we do that, you were telling me that you were interested in a couple of interesting things from the last couple of weeks when we talked about food and seeds and that sort of thing. And there's a group called Digging Roots.
Oh, yeah.
And when I first heard about Digging Roots, I got thinking about doing this, digging into your roots or digging into issues that you want to talk about, or some of us do, like the focus that you're going to have for July for us.
July.
Yeah, land acknowledgments.
Oh, yeah?
All of July, we're going to share a little bit about land acknowledgments. But, you see, that's the key to what this whole TRC has done.
All right.
It's brought people to be at least willing or accepting people saying, we're going to talk about some of this, as opposed to, yeah, yeah, not a yada, 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 I'm on my way.
Oh, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. You know, who knows? But Digging Roots. So we've had some fun. They were here in Kingston a year ago. Yeah, I think a year ago or so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And, yeah, they were down on Market Square and playing at Market Square.
Cool.
Yeah. And what's really cool is I remember that Shoshana and Raven's son was, well, I think about 7, 8 years old when they were playing here, and the little guy was running all over the place. He's in his 20s now, and he's part of the band.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I thought, that is really good. See, it's you know, a lot of fun that way. Anyway, so I do have Plant the Seed is the song. And the Shoshana and Shoshana Kish, is it? And Raven. Okay, here we go.
Babies, the way we treat each other, the way we plant our garden.
baby.
He does this thing where he tries to make me blush every set. And if he does it, then he wins. And if he does it, then I win.
45 blush.
But for the record, I've blushed once, ever.
Thank you.
Quando guardado este wakwego, tanya don has gigo, then on the watahun sadache, ungahuwe na hadi wanodas, nene aboriginal voices, oska dewa nyawar oska, ne jota FM, CFRC.
Well, Sean, there was some interesting music for you.
Douglas, it was interesting.
That DJ Shub with powwow music.
Yeah,
I love that.
He's easy to, easy listen.
Yeah, it's cool. That one we played was called Calling All Dancers.
Oh, was that?
Yeah. So we're going to be calling, we're going to talk a little bit about powwows in a minute.
Oh,
but
good.
Before that, we had Digging
favorite.
Roots with the song.
Digging Roots.
Yeah, with the Plant the Seed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Them people.
Yeah, those folks. But anyway, I was just